ear pierce. It puts pressure on a certain nerve and it blocks migraines.
Are you going to be putting earrings on it as well then?
There's an earring in it.
Oh, is that the silver thing?
Yeah, that and that's what I keep thinking is in my ear.
Oh, I see it. It's on the inside though. Mm-hmm. Is it two? Oh no, it's just one long one.
Just one.
And this afternoon, I almost yanked it out. I was like, there's something in my ear.
We want our conversations here at the Offbeat POV to be as real as possible. This means that some conversations may be uncomfortable for some and triggering for others. You're hearing this message because this may be one of those conversations. We must stress, our intentions are never to cause upset or to offend. However, we understand that this may be inevitable.
You know, a whole toilet fell on your brother. He's still living.
Yeah.
It'll be a scar that she'll have for life.
Yeah, yeah. He's still living. Yeah, he almost died.
But he's
still living. The fact still remains. He's still here.
But it could also mean that death is lingering around him.
That escalation.
Hello and welcome to the Offbeat POV, where current affairs meet timeless conversations. You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter using the handle Offbeat POV. Enjoy the chatter.
So let's get started then. So welcome to another podcast of Offbeat POV.
Where we are on guys camera.
In the studio and of course to our listeners.
I have a question. When you were saying to our listeners, why did you look down?
Because I just wanted to make sure everything's recording as it should.
I thought you were implying that our listeners...
That's what happens when you're both a host... A guest, the producer, the sound guy, the camera guy, the editor, the producer, the marketer, everything, okay? You're doing certain things. You're doing multiple things at the same time, okay? Anyway, guys, how are we?
We're good.
We're good. Have the week off this week.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing with your time?
Do anything anybody offers me at this point. What did I do on Monday? On Sunday.
Oh, are we going day by day?
Yes, on Sunday we had family round. So that was a lot of cooking and hosting, a lot of laughter. So that was a nice day. But I went to bed quite late because I stayed up and tidied up. And then on Monday, I lied in and then I told myself I'm not doing anything. And true to my word, I did zilch besides toss and turn on the sofa. So that was a nice day. On Tuesday, that was yesterday. What did I do on Tuesday? I know I said I was off work, but I did do a bit of work. I needed to support somebody with something. So I was happy to go in just for a couple of hours. Then I went into town. And I got a piercing, joined the piercing gang. But it's a medical piercing, so.
It's a medical piercing. It's like marijuana.
If it wasn't a medical piercing, I would have never gotten a piercing. Piercings are not something I've ever been into.
That's like a weed smoker. Why is it
a medicinal piercing?
So they're doing some research that suggests that getting a dith, I still can't say it properly. Getting a dith or a dith piercing relieves migraines or migraine symptoms.
So it's not even confirmed yet, it's just a research. So it's just a hypothesis.
It's not a hypothesis, there's some evidence. There's some evidence to suggest it is, but because...
Are you an experiment?
It's been around for many years,
but now that a lot more people are getting it for migraines, they're like, okay, let's do some proper research into it. But yeah, so that's what I did on Tuesday, and then I spent some time with my mom, and then I met a girl from work, and we had some lunch, and then today I went for a walk with another friend, and then we had some food.
Okay, great stuff.
Walk?
Yeah. So we walked about 4 miles, close to 5.
Oof. I'm sweating just hearing it.
So it seems like you're having a good week. Yeah, great. How about you, Pronik? How's it going?
Hey, guess what happened to my football team last Saturday?
You won.
Did you guys win?
No, we didn't.
Of course you didn't.
We lost. Guess by how much?
How much?
I guess.
Did you go back to 10-0?
I'm guessing you guys had 0.
No, we didn't have 0, actually.
Minus.
That's the good news.
Minus.
The two goals are... Because they were so bad.
Nah, we lost. We lost 10-3. Like, in my defense.
So 7-0.
Technically. It depends how you look at it. In my defense, right, I was on the startup line. Mm. And 8 of those goals went into the first half. Hey. 5 of them in the first 10 minutes.
Hey. 8 goals in one
and,
half.
And here's the kicker. Can I get a drum roll, please? I scored!
By accident.
No, not by accident. It was a good game though, because I scored. It's great, but we lost 10-0. But 10-3. This side I'm not playing though, so I'll have no football update next week.
Oh, didn't.
I know, right?
Oh, whatsoever. So are we gonna do?
These results.
Oh my word! Let's not record any episode next week because we'll have nothing to talk about.
Woe is us.
Well, being rude. But other than that, just been busy with bits and bobs, innit? This and that, here and there.
Okay. Well, in any case, it's,
what have you been doing, Mr. Host?
Why do you always ask us and not answer your, like, you tell us what you've been up to?
Oh, would you look at that? It's time for us to delve in. Oh. Anyway, that's fine. Well, let's get into let's get into our first chat for the day then. Came across this, found it very interesting. So, Argos have been in trouble in the last couple of days. Although they haven't been in trouble, but they've made headlines in the last couple of days. And we know why they made headlines.
Who, Argos?
Yeah.
Overcharging?
No.
One of the trucks ran over somebody.
No.
Scandal in the workplace?
No. So, they made headlines because they put it out in the public that they are getting rid of
certain
wording
.
That is very offensive.
Mm.
That they've had on their promotional materials for many, many, many years.
Oh, no, don't tell me male and female.
Funny she said that, actually. So they're getting rid of the term two-man delivery. Two-man delivery. You know how items like sofas have two-man delivery? They're getting rid of that word in two-man delivery and they're changing it to two-person delivery because, obviously, can't say two-man delivery anymore. So, you know, that's very inclusive of our ghosts, isn't it?
Is that today's discussion?
To be fair, I'm not too mad at that.
No, I might be.
Because I think that makes sense. Mm. It's not taking anything away from anyone.
Mm.
Because
how so?
Argos do have female deliverers. So it's not taking anything. I get it can be, you find anyone can say it's excessive, but it's not taking away anything from anyone in the way that, for example, when we discussed how like the medical websites was taking away the word woman from women specific diseases, like ovary related diseases, vagina related diseases.
Why wouldn't they just say person?
Because
a woman is a person.
A woman is a person, but those are specific female disease. They can say person, but then it takes away from the relevance of how important it is for women to understand that that's for them. I don't know how to put it incoherent, it doesn't say what I'm saying, but I think I'm not too mad at this because, yes, two-person delivery. Two people are going to come deliver your sofa. It could be a man and a woman. It could be two men. It could be two women. Do you not have female deliverers at DPD?
One.
For a sofa. No. We're not talking about two people delivery is usually when it's a heavy item.
Yeah, but
two people delivery don't deliver a phone.
I know, but my point still remains to say that I'm not too mad because I don't think it's taking anything away from anyone's identity or anyone's being. It is two person. It's two people delivering. So if a man and a woman came to deliver your sofa, would you question it? From Argos, would you question it?
No, you wouldn't.
And then if it said on there, two-person delivery, would you question that? Two people are delivering your sofa.
That is true.
But then somebody did ask a very good question on the same Twitter to say, following your description to scrap the two-men delivery, can women also use your two-man tents? Twitter!
It's a fair point because... okay.
But
I guess my question would be, I understand your point about that it's not taking anything away from it, which I would say perhaps it is. But then my question is, Okay, fine. Where is it adding to?
It's not adding to
So
anything.
Let's say I agree that it's not taking anything away from anyone, but then where is it adding to?
Some would argue it's adding to equality.
But did two-man delivery mean that only men have to do it?
But then somebody, hey, I'm conversing in it. But then somebody could say a woman who's delivering for Argos might feel offended the fact that they keep being referred to as a man when they're delivering stuff. Every time it's two-man delivery. Like, hold on, I'm not a man, I'm a woman. So why am I not being acknowledged in the delivery? Why is the assumption that I'm going to be a man?
That's fine. So from what you're saying, then we should change the 10 to 2-person tent.
Again, I wouldn't be mad at that because that's not taking away. I guess my point still remains. I guess I'm not too mad at it because it's not making a significant change to something very significant.
I think it is, but Pronik will say something. I'll say why.
Okay, so two things. One, I understand what Fatsan is saying, right?
Mm, I get it.
You know, something that has always fascinated me about babies. I don't know if you've ever sat there and observed a toddler. I'm sure we've all. You know, sometimes they
starting
see...
to sound a bit suspect here.
I believe I can play. Wow. Terrible joke. Terrible. Listeners, terrible joke. I acknowledge, bad joke.
Go on.
People say, no, we didn't get it. Something that has always fascinated me about them, it's like they have a knack to see very, very small things, right? That you would not even acknowledge.
Hold on. Who is them?
The babies. The
okay,
the
we've stood at the toddlers.
Yes.
Okay.
What?
No, because I was like, hold on, who is them?
Oh.
I was okay, confused. Fine.
Yeah, no, just a quick example here. Like, I'll be sitting here looking at the floor, for example. I'll see nothing. If I leave a baby there, before you know it, they are reaching something. And they pick it up and it goes, boom, straight to the mouth. Mm. Right? That's what I'm seeing here. The world has gone to the world to the point where it's sitting there like this, and literally just observing, what can I nitpick on? Two Adam's apple? Hold on. We shouldn't be calling that thing an Adam's apple because... it wasn't an apple that Adam ate. Plus, what about Eve? Eve also ate the apple. Let's just call it Garden of Eden apple. Something like that. Do you get my point?
Uh-huh.
Right? That's what the world is doing. If I hear two man, okay, again, English-wise here, not an expert, but going back in the olden days, especially biblical days, those that knowledgeable in the Bible, man is a term that describes mankind, humankind, right? Uh-huh. To say two man, you know, you're not necessarily... pointing their genders. You're not saying two male deliveries. That would be stupid. Why do you have to say two males are coming to deliver this parcel?
Do you know what I've just thought that's probably going to come up?
What?
Do you think soon we're going to stop being called humans?
What are we going to be called now?
I don't know because it ends in man.
Oh! No. For me, human is even strange, but mankind, for example.
Exactly.
Because for me, if you argue...
People kind.
If you argue two man, then mankind is a logical leap.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So apparently, no, it can't be called mankind because for me, it sounds like people just don't like the word man anymore. Because where there's a woman involved.
Mm-hmm.
No, Manchester must be called People Manchester. People Chester. No.
People Chester. Exactly. People Chester. And that's the thing. Because nobody said that. Now, back in the days, it might have been that maybe because those jobs were highly done by men because they were heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. Biology will tell you that a man's body is naturally stronger than a
Careful
human body.
Careful now, Professor
it is,
Nick.
It is,
no,
it
I'm
is
kidding.
Exactly what it is. Come at me all you want, okay? It is
no,
exactly
it's
what
true.
It is.
I'll be sometimes I'll
no,
be
No, not you. I mean I'll
No, no, no. I'm just saying I'm agreeing with you because I always make this point to say, like, for example, when
the Ukraine war started, I remember I was at my friend's house and we were talking about the Ukraine war and stuff like that. And she made a joke to say, you know, I'm a girl, my place is in the kitchen. Mm. And she's meant to be, you know, feminism plus plus. But when actually push came to shove, she's like, yo, I'm not holding no gun. I ain't going for no fight. And on top of that, a lot of the times it would be like, I want to move something, but my strength just won't allow it. And I'll have to call my partner to be like, can you move this? Exactly. Because he is, whether he's been to the gym or not, he still remains significantly stronger than I am.
That's actually a good example as well. During the World Wars, no women were forced to go fight. It was all men had to go fight. That back when the world was normal. Now, so the point is that, fine, women equality. I'm all for it. I don't have a problem with it. I still believe men and women have their roles in certain contexts. Mm. But fine. I agree that I shouldn't be a producer getting paid 10,000 and then Fatsan is a producer getting paid 5,000. I agree 100%. Mm. Yeah. So I agree that we're trying to be inclusive of women, equality, and so on and so forth. However, something like that for me it's so trivial, it's so small. It's like, if you're talking about work, you could just view that, even if the intentions was to say two males are delivering this because it's heavy in brackets. Mm. You, by saying two men, you can actually just view it in new light. So actually this is talking about two people. You know, it can be male or female. I doubt maybe there are people there, but I would love to meet someone who would be working for Argos, delivering these parcels, who is a woman, and then to have a discussion with them as to why they're so annoyed that it says two men. I would love to have that discussion.
So do you think, this is me being funny again, because I'm in that kind of mood. You know, sometimes when, like, let's say you're at a building and it's nighttime and it says, oh, this building is manned 24 hours. If you find a woman there, can you ring and be like, building is unmanned. Building is unmanned.
But it's reading his person. Those are two very good examples. And that's what's, in my opinion, that's what's happened here. You are fixing something. You know what? I think Argos just wanted to spotlight. I feel like they wanted to boost their PR or something like that.
It's, someone did ask Argos. They took a picture of the thing in store saying two-man delivery and tweeted it to Argos saying, you know, yo, Argos, look at this. This wording is outdated and sexist or whatever. Then Argos were like, oh, yeah, we've been working to get it changed, blah, 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 blah. But honestly, I mean, I agree with that. I think it's so trivial. If anything, actually, I think it does the people fighting for equality a disservice as opposed to a service. Mm-hmm. Because, and obviously, you've got people who are against, maybe not against equality, but who maybe view the movement as
too much aggressive.
or maybe not done right. Right, the way it's being conducted is not correct. So they're not against it, but they just don't like the movement. You've got some who are indifferent, and then you've got the supporters. Anyone who's indifferent or anything like that, who sees something like this, I'm sorry, yeah, but you're losing them. And when I saw it, obviously I was like, it's 2022. It's not surprising. But I was surprised at the outrage that people had following this. Because they agree. They're saying it is so trivial.
The outrage of the... Okay,
it's so trivial. I don't understand why this is an issue.
Yeah.
Because, okay, fine. Historically, I think two-man delivery is because it was men doing the job. Mm. I think that's where it came from. Mm. And to be honest with you, right now, I would love to see a woman delivery driver delivering a bed or a sofa.
In my
lifetime, I've never had a woman. I'm not saying that they don't do deliveries. Of course they do. They do parcel delivery, whatever. I've never seen them do a sofa. And like I said, I'm not saying that one doesn't exist, but it's very... I would put it out there that it is very, very uncommon.
Tweet us and follow us.
And again, it's not a fact that they can't do the role. They can do the role, just maybe not as well as a male. But if they want to, I'm sure they can apply for the delivery role. But I'm sure they just don't want to. because why would they want to be lifting heavy, heavy, heavy things that they can't even lift when they can be out delivering small parcels instead and leave the lifting to the men?
But somebody agrees with your point. Someone said, I've been wasting money and buying shite I don't need off the internet for years, including Argos, and not once have I come across a female delivery driver or any of the other maid genders for that matter.
Any of the what genders?
Any of the other made-up genders.
Since when did female become a made-up gender? Oh, okay, fine.
No, any of the made-up genders.
It reads as if a female is a made-up gender, but
I do not once have come across a female delivery driver or any of the other made-up genders.
I'm used to this episode.
No, yeah.
And then they ended with, it's okay to be a man.
Yeah. And that's the thing, because, fine, someone could argue that language was formed around a world where men were king. That's why you've got things like manned, you know, this warehouse is manned, mankind, you know, Manchester, whatever it is, you know, core. And
did you say Manchester?
Yeah, it's just another man thing that came to mind. I don't think that's why it was called that, but whatever. And I wouldn't argue against that. I wouldn't say, no, you're wrong. That may be the case. But even if that is the case, so what? The point isn't to go back and retrospectively change everything. It's about, okay, fine. So we're realizing that women, okay, I want to be careful here. Not because I want to say something wrong, because I may say something that I don't believe.
But we lose our three followers. But
including me.
So we're like, okay, fine, fair enough. Maybe the world is skewed in the more masculine side. Okay, fine, let's bring it to the middle. I think that's the point. The point is, let's bring it to the middle. That's fine. We can do that without changing things like two-man delivery or mankind or two-man tent. Because I don't think a woman, maybe I may be wrong, I don't know. I don't think a woman has ever looked at two-man tent and thought, damn, I can't buy that tent.
Someone did in Argos. No, they saw two-man.
No, I'm guessing that was like a what's the word?
Satire.
Yeah, that was like a satire post, isn't it? To say that since you're changing two men, are you going to change two tent as well?
Because the whole discussion happened because someone was in Argos and saw two men.
Yeah. But somebody made a good point to say, I don't see anybody fighting for them to change midwife, yet there's men who are midwives.
Yeah, that's fair. Because
they never will they? Because this movement is just about the other side. And it's not even females that are... Well, anyway, I don't know enough to make that point.
Go on. What point?
No, I was going to say that it appears as if it's not even females themselves that are pointing these things out. It's a select group of people that's just there to cause trouble.
You're listening to Offbeat POV, popular culture and popular chatter. Join in the conversation on Instagram or Twitter using the handle and hashtag OffbeatPOV.
Okay, well...
And do you know what word people have not been fighting that really, if anything, should be top of the list? Menstruation.
Why
not fight that one?
Oh, because it's a woman thing that's got men in it.
Yeah, why not fight that one?
I was wondering, did you hear about the I think in Scotland, they have a period officer.
Oh, the man. Yeah. I don't even.
Firstly, what the hell is a period officer? I don't know what his duties are, but obviously there's outcry that he's a man. I saw it. I was like, no.
But I guess they did it on purpose as well. Knowing what's going on, why would you make a period officer a man?
Maybe he was qualified.
In what?
Female studies.
Just like a guy gynecologist.
Yeah, well done.
Can be men.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it's quite, like I said.
And
I,
it's equality as well. Yeah.
But if...
What the heck, man? Yeah. What are jobs that men can't do? Are there any? We need to start sticking men in these jobs. It's equality.
I can't think of any jobs that men can't do. Can you?
Are there any jobs that women can't do? Sometimes it's no matter of can, sometimes it's a matter of should. There are some jobs men should not do.
Like what?
Yeah, like midwife, for example. Midwife.
Why?
No, see, it's a feminine profession.
Is that your personal opinion?
I think that's my personal opinion. Yeah.
There's loads of male midwives. Don't be looking at
Of course, I'm not saying that they're. That's what I'm saying.
They just really enjoy looking at vaginas.
In the same way that I said that there's some jobs that women shouldn't.
So should men be gynecologists?
Of course, they can do it. Sorry.
Should men be gynecologists?
That one I'm okay with.
But they do. The same because, as midwives.
Because the gynecologist, it's a medical profession.
Well, and the midwife isn't.
It's medical, but it's also.
But midwife is medical.
Birth. It's also birthy.
But gynecologists are birthy too.
No, gynecologists are doctors.
Yeah, but they're doctors of the vagina and all things the womb. Okay. And midwives are doctors of the womb that has a child in.
Okay, fine. Well, what do you mean?
No, because I'm trying to understand your differentiation.
I'm trying to understand how you're
differentiating. How you're okay if with anything, a midwife is as worse. Even worse. At least a midwife is. I just need to get your baby out, and exactly. That's it. Well, whereas a gynecologist is in there, literally.
If
my wife wanted to go see a gynecologist, I'd be like, even if he's gay, I'd be like, nah, it's not. Okay. I will examine you.
A midwife is not just pulling the baby out. Obviously, they're trained in other aspects as well.
Like
a gynecologist. Like what? Yes, a gynecologist is a doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, a doctor, male or female, have to be knowledgeable of the whole human body.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's why they specialize. That's why they're called a gynecologist.
That's what I'm saying. A gynecologist is just simply a doctor who has specialized in a specific part of the human body.
Which is the same as a midwife. Special. They're just a nurse who's specialized in pregnancies and childbirth.
Mm. Yeah.
So where's the difference? Why can't a man be a midwife, but they can't be?
Of course they can.
But I'm trying to understand where you're making the difference, because they deal with the same body parts.
They deal with the same body parts, but are you telling me giving birth is the same as going to your gynecologist for a checkup?
Do you know how invasive gynecologists get? A gynecologist can be looking at your vag while you're perioding. That's not a word, but it is now.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
But they're not looking for pleasure, are they?
Neither is a midwife.
That's my point.
You're saying you think men shouldn't be midwives, but it's okay for men to be gynecologists.
No, vice versa. Yeah,
you're saying it's okay for men to be gynecologists.
Yes.
But we're saying we don't see the difference in how they interact with women.
Because what they do in terms of women's bodies is very similar.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. A, I don't think it's very similar, but let's say even you're similar, that's fine.
Have you ever had a gynecologist?
Midwife? No, of course I haven't.
So how do you know? I wanted you to answer that.
No, what we know about the job is what we're talking about.
A midwife. The reason I said that it's more than just, did I say more than medical? I think I did say those words.
You said gynecologist was more than medical.
No. Gynecologist is medical. Mm-hmm. A midwife is more than medical, because a midwife is not just there delivering your baby. They're there for the whole journey from pregnancy to birth and even afterwards, right?
Yeah, for like 8 weeks.
And whatever. I don't care about the length.
Mm-hmm.
The point of the midwife is to support the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Pre-birth, at birth, post-birth.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, I'm not saying men cannot do it.
Mm-hmm.
The point here was just because you can doesn't mean you should, right? And the reason I'm saying that is because I feel like that is a profession that is well-suited to women.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, because women are naturally more intuitive human beings. Secondly, they can have babies and have had babies. Thirdly, they're just more emotionally intelligent. That's just a fact. Right.
So many things wrong with what you said.
Why? Let me finish.
If you are on this other side of the
let me finish. Let me finish. Right. So the reason I said that midwife is a feminine profession.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, mind you, I'm not saying men cannot do it. You're asking me.
I understand your difference.
Because the reason I said midwife is a feminine profession is because there is more than just catching a baby coming out of the vagina.
So basically, he's talking about the emotional support that comes with it.
It's a whole
Do you know the emotional support that comes with being a gynecologist?
I mean,
what emotional support?
You know, gynecologists also have to...
A gynecologist, you go to the gynecologist usually because you're either checking up or you have an issue. The gynecologist's job is to observe the area, find out the issue, send you to the pharmacy if you need drugs, send you to the hospital if you need surgery, send you this way, prescribe you a cream. That's why a gynecologist is not there for your mental well-being.
Hold your hand, stroke you on the back.
They understand the gravity of their role, so it's not, they're not just blank pieces of work. If you're going through,
You're talking about being a good gynecologist now, and that's a different discussion.
I get that difference. That's fine. Yeah, I get the difference. I get why you're saying what you're saying. The reason why I was saying that is there's so many things wrong with what you're saying is because that's exactly what this movement of women equality in the negative context is trying to squash about men roles. You see, so if you're gonna squash that about the roles that men about the roles that women can do in a men world, you need to squash that about what men can do in a woman world as well. So therefore, you would have no choice but to conclude that not only should men do it, but they also have the capability of doing it. Your view is because obviously, you know, if we go down this discussion, you are gonna end up in a situation where we are gonna agree that there are roles that women can do, and you saw what I mean. So as long as we agree on that, I completely understand what you're saying. That's what I was saying.
And obviously that was a sweeping generalization. Obviously, there are men that are definitely, they have much higher EQ than the average man, like emotional intelligence. That's fine. And I'm not saying that, like I said, it was a very generally sweeping statement. And that's why I said that, gun, but should they? In the same way, a woman can drive a truck, and they do. There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely.
That's a bad example. Try again.
No. But this is what I'm telling you. That
no, because in your first point, you said that men can, but should they? So you need another one that says women can, but should they?
Women can drive trucks, but should they?
What's wrong with that? You've just said
No. This is what I'm saying, because.
Are you saying that you don't think women should be driving trucks?
Nah.
Why not?
It's a masculine role.
Don't just say stuff because they're funny. That's genuinely what you believe. That women shouldn't drive trucks.
No.
But is there a logical reason? Fine, your emotional intelligence one for the midwives, fine. I can somewhat understand where you're coming from. But women driving trucks, what's the rationale behind that?
No, okay. This one.
You look so smug. Like, but
because I find I understand your emotional intelligence. Well, that's a fair point. But
no.
You heard it here first, guys.
No, but this is what I mean about feminine professions and masculine professions. Right? For me, truck driving is a masculine profession, and I guess in me saying feminine and masculine, I'm differentiating the different aspects of the roles. That's not me saying women should only do this, men should only
why you feel midwifery might not be the most suitable for men. So I'm trying to understand what it is in truck driving that is not suited for women.
Okay, do you know what? Maybe in 20...
They don't look good behind the wheel.
Maybe in 2022, maybe in 2022 is less so, because I guess the image I have of me, of truck driving in my head, it's more than just sitting behind and driving the truck, right? It's you're in control of that vehicle. If anything goes wrong, you attend to it.
Hold on, pause. Yeah. What's the difference between you being in control of that vehicle and you sitting behind the wheel?
No. So,
are you saying that women can't control a truck?
You?
Yes.
Why can women not control a truck? No.
Do you believe that women should be able to drive cars?
Because now that's really my next question. I was going to ask, at what point should women stop driving? At what size car
should women...
Should women stop driving? I feel like I'm going to go outside and my car would have been shrunken. Too big!
It's okay, babe. I'll drive you to work today.
I would have clumped it. No, okay. Forget this. Did you get the point?
Yeah.
No. I get the point. It doesn't, like I said, I guess it's how I view the professions. And like I said, I'm in no way saying that women shouldn't be truck drivers. No, I am saying women shouldn't be truck drivers. I'm not saying women cannot be truck drivers. Fair enough.
You should have gone to an easy one. Just say they shouldn't be soldiers. the country won't be protected.
No, but then you have the same issue that I'll have.
What? Which is
the same arguments that everyone will make about mine, they'll make about yours. Because why can women be soldiers?
You know how you're
women
saying
soldiers though?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want women.
What do you mean women soldiers? Yeah.
Guns and everything.
Yeah.
So you mean Charles can actually stand next to a female soldier in Iraq?
Yes.
Would he feel safe? Here's your partner, hi, bro.
And you thought my car thing was bad. You thought my car thing was bad. Yeah, I bet you're good with the truck now.
Yeah, really not.
You're right, that truck thing makes
you know
sense.
When you have.
Now that I think about
you
it.
You know, when you said some episodes, you're going to be inviting special guests. These are the kinds of episodes you should have people like Carol on.
They're in self mode. Charles is like, shh. Oh, here he is. Okay, and then, oh, sorry, Charles.
Gosh.
Okie dokie. Anyway, let's move on to our second topic while we're bringing this to a close there. Now, I thought you guys would find this very interesting.
Ooh.
It's
been interesting so far. So, there's more. It's a fun episode.
A school in Australia is, I think it's probably the first to start laying in the bed that we're making as a society.
Huh?
I'll explain.
So, hold on, why is the whole school is in one bed?
I'm saying
they had introduced beds to sleep.
No. I'm saying that the school is probably one of the first to start lying in the bed that we've introduced as a society.
As in the saying,
so basically,
make your bed lie in it.
Yeah, so basically, they've got a group of girls who are really smart. Right, like, you know, school-wise, they're smart, right? However, this group of girls are identifying as cats.
Oh,
and are going around the school displaying feline behaviors.
Meowing.
Like, walking on all fours. And apparently they had one incident where they were cutting, like holes in their uniforms for the tail.
Oh.
For the tail.
I go...
So yeah, that's happening.
Is this legit?
It's legit happening. And what's interesting is that the school are saying that they're consulting with professionals to figure out the best way forward.
Hold on, take me to the top. So group of girls.
Yep.
They're very intelligent.
Yeah, I couldn't write that sentence.
Academically.
That's smart girls.
But they've decided to identify themselves as cats.
Yep.
And then they're going around the school walking on all fours.
Yeah.
And they've even cut holes on the bumholes for the tails that don't exist.
Yeah.
Is it just as they are in school, or that's how they are even when they're walking on the streets going home, or is it a boarding school?
It's just one girl.
I don't know about that. No, it's just like a group. I don't know about that. I think the story is about one girl, but further on it says that they've had troubles with a few others. I don't know about.
But there's one
that
has taken it far. Basically, what is the leader of the pack in cats called?
Leader of the pack in cats.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You know how like there's an alpha wolf.
I don't know alpha cat. I don't know top cat.
Top cat.
I don't think that's top cat.
Yeah. So I guess this she's on the news because she's a top cat. She's trying to fight.
I think she's on the news because it's happening. But anyway, yes, that's the story. That's what's happening.
I mean. If you are not a Christian, now is high time to become one. Because clearly the world is about to end. Oh, man. I mean, what do you say about that? I mean, it's a matter of time. I mean, you are very right in saying that we are lying in the bed that we've made. Because once you allow someone to say that although you are in a human, in a male body, you can call yourself a female body, and you are telling everybody to respect that because that's their choice, instead of diagnosing it as a problem. Then essentially you're saying that anyone can identify anyhow they want.
I would be interested
to see how they are going to tell to handle that. Because if they say no, they would have to differentiate that between that and someone identify as non-binary or as opposite sex to the body that they're in. You see? So, I've always wanted to be a lion, to be honest. This could be my time. You think if I had like a lot of bills and debts and stuff, and the government came and I told them that I'm no longer a human, I'm now a lion, would I still have to pay?
I'm sorry, that person no longer exists.
Yeah, I can't work. When was last you saw a lion at work? I just eat.
But no, then that's what Professor Nick is saying, that at the end of the day, if we've blurred the line so much, everything is going to be a given. Everything is going to be a go, because why can you tell one person they can identify as a male and then, or tell one person they can, they don't have to identify as anything, but when somebody says, I want to identify as a cat, that's not okay. Because it's whatever you, it's about the person, because we're saying in society, everybody's, it's whatever you feel.
Whatever you feel.
Pro Nick, you want to identify as a singular dreadlock? Be a singular dreadlock.
Why did you have to go there? What's your problem? My hair is fine, okay? It just give it time to grow.
Singular dreadlock. Wow. Okay.
That's fine. You walk around doing this, Saturday doing, I'm waving in the wind. Do your thing.
How do you go to think your dreadlocks? Right,
but people are being that specific, aren't they? They're being that specific.
Yeah, it's sad, to be honest. It's absolutely sad.
So do you think, because on initial hearing, I don't know how many people would hear this and be like, oh yeah, that's absolutely fine. I think most people will take a pause and be like, whoa, that's a bit mad.
But I don't think so.
Even the alpha community would be like,
do you think?
I don't think people would pause and be like, that's, I think it's, we've come to a stage where if I'm scrolling, let's see, I've opened my newsfeed, I'm scrolling. Girl identifies as a cat. Oh, carry on. I don't think we're, or maybe because I work directly with kids and I work in a school as well and stuff like that, so I hear the craziest of stuff anyway. Yeah. So maybe
from the youth.
Personally, my threshold for shock might be a lot lower. But for me personally, I wouldn't scroll and then be like, oh.
No, I don't mean it shock as in you read the news and you're going to be like, oh my God. But as in, obviously, real people are going to have to address the situation. You know, if right now, the way the discussion is, if a girl comes to you and says, I identify as a man, what the society wants you to say is be like, oh, I'm so proud of you. Thank you for letting me know. We'll support you through the journey. But then if someone comes to you and says, I identify as a cat,
a horse,
you know, I don't think right now society would be like, oh yeah, thank you for telling me. Well, you know, give me a hug.
I would have to be like, hold on, I'll be right back. Just stay here.
One of them was when you go in the bathroom and start laughing. And then you die. And then you come back with a straight face. And you're like,
what
nope.
Show was it that we're watching when somebody was trying to keep a straight face when somebody was telling them something serious? That would be me. I'd be like,
I was watching all my days, you guys. I was watching when I was at work. I was watching Judge Judy was on.
Oh, it was that! It was that!
The car is traumatized.
Yes!
Because of the dog.
Okay.
How did you see that? That was like during the day, wasn't it?
No, but I've seen it before. It's a clip. That's been going around. Yeah.
Okay. I actually watched the actual episode. So she was asking for the guy to apologize.
Yeah.
For the car. I'm so sorry. I didn't know that the cat. I just want a proper apology. How can you apologize when you're laughing? I died. I absolutely died. You need to put that clip on our page. People need to see that.
But listen, like you said, we've built a. It's a back for our own rod. It's a rod for our own backs, isn't it?
Sad though, not gonna lie.
It's a back. It's a rod for our own backs.
It's the world we're living in.
No. But then I don't know. Schools is a. I guess it's a topic in itself. Because, for example, I know some schools are. When the school term starts, some schools are doing gender neutral uniforms. Some schools are not.
Right, so how does a gender neutral uniform look like?
They can all just, well, it depends on the school. Some schools are saying they can all just wear whatever. in terms of mix and match the school. You know, if you're boys a boy, you can wear skirts. Girls, obviously, girls wear trousers. So even if you're a
straight, like, guy.
Yeah, if you want to wear a skirt, you can wear a skirt.
I mean, in all fairness, back in the days, if I was allowed that, I would have probably given it a go.
But, and some schools are banning. I know there was a school that was going to ban skirts.
Yeah.
But then people were saying, well, how is that fair for girls that just want to wear skirts? Exactly. If you're a girl and you enjoy wearing a skirt, why all of a sudden are you being forced to wear trousers for the sake of other people? How is that fair on them? So, yeah, schools are in an interesting period of time because, I guess for me, is I know that a lot of maybe teachers don't necessarily agree with everything that's going on, but obviously they're in a position where they still have to support that and still have to go along with it. So, yeah. Education is going to be interesting because you can't, some schools you can't say boys and girls. You can't say sir or madam. You can't say mum and dad.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You can't say
parents is a grey area. Guardian.
You have to say guardian because not everyone has got parents.
Some people live with their grandparents. Some people live with their guardian. Live with a family member.
That's a rant for another day.
Yeah, so
that's a rant for another day. But yeah, no, I found that story, and the reason I was saying that, I feel like it's a bed that we made, is because exactly what you're saying, that it as soon as you open the door, there's no knowing how far things will go. And the thing is, like what you said, they are going to have to either support these girls or this girl, which common sense would tell you it's just illogical. But then if they conclude that, then it's going to, you know, then they have to reconsider all the other things as well. But they won't, because I feel like that movement is far gone.
It's not... Nothing will be considered, not reconsidered.
No, I suppose it's also, I don't know, even that in the context of a school environment and health and safety, you've got a group of girls walking around school on all fours. I'm sure that breaks all kinds of health and safety protocols for the school.
Well, I mean, currently the school is letting them go about their business, because apparently as long as it doesn't distract other students. I'm like, no, that's definitely distracting other students.
Especially if they've cut holes.
I'm like, no, trust me, that's definitely distracting other students.
There was an empty seat and another kid sat on it and the other girl screamed. So, for example, it's like,
the tail.
You sat on my tail?
Yeah. I'm done. I'm done. I'm taking my mic off.
But having said that, though, I did learn something. Apparently, there is a subculture of
furries.
There's a furry subculture, which
people
is
that identify people as animals.
That identify with animal traits. Identify with animal traits. So things like dogs, foxes.
Horses.
Lions, horses, blah blah blah. Apparently, it's a whole subculture of people.
So, what like do you mean that. By identify animal as animal?
So for example, the meow. If they identify as a dog, then they bark, wolf, maybe lick themselves. If they're as a dog, or maybe if it's a horse, for example, they may
gallop,
go grazing or something like that.
I'm getting scared now.
It's
I can just
thing.
About keep up with my day job. Now I have to remember that I howl.
It's a whole thing. But
I don't have to howl today.
The interesting thing that was mentioned slightly in that, that I found interesting, which I think a lot of this comes down to, is they mentioned that a lot of them do suffer from
mental
trauma.
Health.
Some sort of trauma, some sort of mental health, some sort of, you know, something that happens in their life. So, you know, people are thinking right now this could be like a coping mechanism, or maybe like a, you know, that thing where you sort of like disconnect yourself from yourself as a protective mechanism. It's new ground, so of course people are just speculating, but honestly I've always said this is the whole thing with the mental health is not as a result of depression is not as a result of chemical imbalancing. I've always said that a lot of these issues stem from some sort of trauma, some sort of mental health, some sort of issue. And I've always said from the beginning they should be treated as a problem. You know, if you go to the doctors and they diagnose you with cancer, no one is going to be like, no one is going to feel ashamed for having cancer or guilty for having cancer. It's something that happens to you. You know, it's not something that you choose. It happens to you. And I feel like all these things should have been treated like that. If you're like, oh, yo, I'm identifying as a cat. Okay, Emily, you have a problem. Let's work to deal with it. No, but that's what I mean. It's just like the way you have cancer, isn't it? You go, you have cancer, you have a problem. Let's work and deal with it. It's the same thing. It's like, oh, okay, I'm a woman. I'm feeling like
so
I'm feeling like a man.
Last episode.
Anyway.
Do you know how that sounds? That's so dismissive. Okay. No. Emily,
you have a problem.
Anyway, but listen, that's where we're at now. And if nothing else, you can just take away our new knowledge for today, the furry fandom.
Why would you say that in such a serious tone?
People identifying as animals. But there we are. That's today's episode, ladies and gents. Thank you very much. Any last words from our studio folks?
You have a problem.
Nah, I thoroughly enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys will enjoy it as well. Have a laugh. Remember, are you going to play our disclaimer? Because I feel like that disclaimer needs to be played like so many times today. But
before anyone speaks.
But yeah, until the next time.
Peace and love. Over and out.
Are those your last words?
Mm.
All right, fair enough. Well, thank you very much. We'll catch you next week. In the meantime,
stay off me.
No, I've changed.